Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
You're listening to What and Why on Skip Intro, a segment where we tell you what's streaming on Netflix and why it's worth a watch. Deidre, I've got you back in the chair. I love it. Okay, so without further ado, I want to know, what's your what and why?
My what is Homecoming, a film by Beyoncé. My why, I mean, it's more of like a why not. It's Beyoncé. But Homecoming was her 2019 documentary that charts the making and the sort of creation of her headlining Coachella show. I think what I really love about this documentary is that, one, it's always a good time. Anytime I put it on, it's an instant mood boost, shot of serotonin. It just brings real joy. Regardless of what is happening in any given day. Sometimes I'll put it on while I'm cooking, or if I'm like, you know, just coming out of a spiral, I'll just need some Beyoncé to cheer me up. What really has stuck with me, in addition to just enjoying the physicality and the music and the orchestration and really the entire production of the show and the documentary, is just Beyoncé's discipline as an artist. I think that's what really shines through. You see her going through weeks and months of training, and also a bit of generosity. Like, I don't think she had to go as hard as she did. She really didn't. But she's so thorough and so generous with the intentionality behind the show, the costumes, the staging. It really shows through that she's that girl.
She's pretty spectacular. I have to say, I have had the privilege of seeing her live a few times, but I will say you watch that documentary and you feel like you are there. I love the way you're needle dropped into that world with her, that you actually, it's a great experience watching this movie.
And I mean, I think so many documentaries about music and performance can kind of fall flat. I love the way that you stayed at needle drop, because you're in the room. Your pores are engaged. The hairs on the back of your neck are standing up, and it's felt. It's felt for sure. So I'll probably go watch it tonight again.
Thank you, Deidre. It is great to see you. I can't wait until we have you on again. Curious what else the Q team is watching? Head over to Netflix and search Q's Q for more recommendations. That's Q-U-E-U-E, initial Q.